Welcome to the Amanda Rollard Show, where we work together to support abundant living in all areas of your life, body, mind, family, finances, and community. Come join us and get your salt back.
Welcome, everybody, to the Amanda Rollard Show, where we talk salt. And salt for us is supporting abundant living today and every day. I was reminded this week that the little things make such a difference in our life and in our relationships and where we're headed. And I just wanted to share that, you know, in order for us all, I think, to live our best lives now, we need to do a little reflection exercise. So stay tuned and we will assess together. Okay. Hope everybody is having a fantastic week. So glad you stopped in for some salt talk. Let's dive into something that kind of came up this week for me, kind of reminded me of something. I had something happen to me and I just thought, you know, this is something that I wanted to just share because what's the big deal? You know, what's the big deal about the little things anyway? Well, I used to tell my athletes when I was coaching, you could really, really tell a bad volleyball team and a good volleyball team. I mean, you could just look out on the court and if they're shanking balls or don't have any, you know, rhyme or reason and not really knowing how to score, don't know how to, you know, have three good, you know, hits and coverages and plays and whatnot. You can tell a bad team, you know, skills not there from a good team. That's very obvious. When you move from a good team to a great team, the nuances are really in the skill set. But when you move from a great team to a state team, and everybody wants to win state, right? When you move from a great team to a state team, it's the little things. Like in our case, in volleyball, it was almost like reading the minds of your, you know, your sisters on the court. So well oiled that your machine was that, you know, if a ball was coming, you know, in between two people, you know, you always knew, oh yeah, in this situation, I'm going to get that. Or you go, or you talk, or you, what it's the technique and it's the little things. But you know, it's the little things in life. Also, it's doing the little things that have the most ability to change our lives, change our trajectories, and really formulate who we are today and who we're going to be tomorrow. And when I say that, we might brush some of these off. I mean, maybe we've probably all done it at some point in our life, but also at some point in our life, we need to stop and say, well, wait a minute, what kind of a person am I? Who am I? And what do I value? What do I believe in? Because if I don't know who I am, there's a really good chance that somebody else is going to be influencing me in my decision making. And I was just reminded of that. So it really is a big deal, is the little things. And it's one of the little things is just how important our word is. When you give your word to somebody, or even if you don't say, hey, I give you my word, if you just tell somebody something, when you say you're going to do something, we need to do it. Not only we need to do it, we must do it. And you know why? Because if we don't, we break integrity with ourselves. Let me explain that. You are who you are. You believe what you believe. You make the decisions that you make based on who you are and what you believe. And we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end, but that's your integrity. It's who you are. It's what you are and who you are when nobody's watching. That's integrity. And we all have our own core integrity, who we are, what we believe in, what we believe about every topic, what we believe about ourselves, what we believe about the people in our lives, what we believe about our jobs, our colleagues, you know, our friends, our relatives, our whatever, the list can go on. But it's what we believe in our place in this world. So when we say we're going to do something, we really must do it or we break integrity with ourselves. And you may say, nah, Amanda, that's ridiculous. I don't know that I buy that. I don't think so. But I say, and I challenge you that the moment we break integrity with ourselves in the little things, we are more apt and more easily to break integrity with ourselves in the big things. For example, okay, here's just an example, and we'll break this one down. If you say, hey, I'll call you back to a friend or a colleague or a prospective client or a family member or a relative or whatever, the list can go on and on. If you say, hey, I'll call you back, and then you don't, you know, that day, what's the outcome? Maybe you've never thought about it, but here's a couple of different perspectives because, you know, every coin has two sides. Every book has a front and a back. There's always two sides. And sometimes I think we get so busy in our lives that we only see things from our perspective and we expect the other person to see it from our perspective too, but they have their own perspective. So let's just go back to the scenario. For example, you know, if you say, I'm going to call you back, whether you're calling them back because you got something urgent happened and you had to break the conversation, whether you're calling somebody back because you're collecting information and you needed to share that with them and you said, I'll call you back today, or I'm calling you back because, you know, somebody called in and asked for something and you, that's your, you know, the baton is in your hand and you need to get that information, get it back, whatever. So somebody else can make a decision and yada, yada, you know, whether you say, I'll get back to you because you're part of a project, a team, a whatever that's needing to work together to, you know, move a goal forward or whatever that is. If you say, I'm going to call you back, and then you don't, what's the outcome? Well, let's take it from your perspective. You're the one that said, hey, I'll call you back, and then you didn't. From your perspective, you may not really know that you broke integrity with yourself, but you did because you said you were going to do something today and you didn't do it. You may be able to, well, I was so busy. But guess what? When you finally do connect back with that person, you're left with some decision that you're going to have to make. You're either going to apologize for not calling them back when you said you would. You might make an excuse for not doing it, or you'll own it and you'll apologize and try again, try to heal that. But that trust, even though you don't really know it, that trust is slightly tampered with. It's slightly broken. Maybe you hurt some feelings. And on the other side, if you're the person that you were supposed to call back but didn't, so from their perspective, you know, when the end of the day comes and that person, and you didn't call them back, they may feel that they don't matter. They may feel unimportant. They may feel that there were so many hours, minutes left in the day, and you did not take the time to let them know. So they're going to wonder what happened. And it might be awkward even between the two of you the next time you talk to them because they're trying to figure out why you didn't call them back. And they might not believe you the next time you say that you're going to do something. I don't know to the extent, you know, these things happen within every relationship, but I did. I was called to that this week. It's the little things. It reminds me of, you know, Brookie Poo. She had something that happened with a vendor that she was working with, and without getting into the details, basically this vendor said, on this date, you will have this product. And it didn't come. Not only did it not come that day, it didn't come for another couple of days. So she was the one that had to reach out and said, you know, just checking in. This was promised, you know, a couple, 3 days ago. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get it to you tomorrow. And tomorrow came and went. And then this went on for another 5 or so weeks. I'm going to call you tomorrow. I'm going to get it to you tomorrow. And can you imagine if you keep saying that? Not only was that person breaking integrity all over the place, but as the recipient of that, there's frustration. You know, don't say it if you don't mean it. Don't set yourself up for the failure and the mistrust and all the stuff that goes along with it. Keep integrity. And I'll even say this. So let's just say you said, hey, I'll call you back later. Even if you, one, don't have the answers yet because you're trying to collect some stuff or some gather some information, documentation, whatever, and get to that person, even if you can't get it all, text that person, email that person to say, just following up. I don't have all the information yet, but I didn't want the day to end without me sharing with you that I'm still working on it. You know what? That took 30 seconds. And it lets the other person know that you're still working on it and you care and your integrity is still intact. Even though you didn't come back with all the answers, you did get back to them. You let them know. So your integrity is still intact. Or if you just said, hey, I'm going to call you back. oh my gosh, I ran out of time. Text him. If it's family member, relative, you know, friend, whatever. Ran out of time. I'm so sorry. I'll get back to you tomorrow. Or can we talk later tonight? Do you have a minute, a pocket of time early in the morning? You know, so you're at least saying, I value you. I care about you. Let's connect. Just be honest. Keep that integrity. You know, anytime you broke integrity, you know, on the boundaries that you had, it just makes it easier to keep on breaking them. And I get it. We make hundreds of decisions every day. You know, some of them have grave consequences and some of them really might not have very little consequences except to ourselves or what we're planning. But I think it's so important to know the difference and to settle and stop ourselves as we're moving through the day. Sometimes we are moving so fast. And believe me, I'm so guilty of getting in my Batmobile, you know, driving Mach 4 with my hair on fire, you know, just moving through the day sometimes. But that's not always the best way unless you've like have everything planned out to a T. I mean, I'm a planner. I like to plan stuff. But, you know, not every day always goes the way that you plan. You can plan, but then life happens and you have to adjust. But if you know who you are from the standpoint of your integrity, life can happen all around you. You know, daggers, darts, arrows can be flying every which way, but your integrity is going to stay intact. I'll just kind of share this too a little bit. You know, it's not essentially what I was going to talk about, but the thought just came to mind is that, you know, the second you break integrity with yourself, it's easier to do it the second and third and fourth and fifth times. I remember, you know, having discussions as I, you know, over my career, I used to teach teenagers, you know, religion classes or mentored young adults, whether, you know, it was over the years or whatever, as topics came up or whatever. And, you know, one topic that always came up, seems like, and always had, you know, some really deep discussions was about it is, you know, when young people, you know, out there deciding to have sex or, you know, relationship before marriage, if that was a line that was part of your integrity, that was never meant to be crossed because that's what you believed in and you crossed it, the road back was hard because of that decision and the repercussions of that decision on the next decisions that you would face based on, you know, that very same thing. You know, you broke integrity with yourself. Believe me, it's everything's forgivable. Obviously, we just need to, you know, ask for that forgiveness, but the trail that you leave behind that didn't even have to be left there, you know, because you made a decision or you allowed somebody else to influence your decision. You know, it's sometimes harder than it needed to be. Do you do it again the next time that opportunity comes around? You know, do you have that? Does all of these things happen, you know, within, you know, seconds, you know, given that opportunity, do you say, wait a minute, I'm going back to the line that I had? And if you don't, does the other party say, well, why? You did it already. Why, what's it matter now? Now you don't like me anymore. Now you don't love me anymore. Now, you know, all these things, or you may feel you just kind of got caught in this loop, this trap. You know, you already did it one time. Let's just keep on going. And I'm just saying it's the little things. And really my whole point was the little things are who we are. What do you believe in? You know, no matter what or how you broke integrity with yourself, you can get it back. And you may say, well, what do you mean by that? It's just a decision. That's it. It's just a decision. And as I was thinking about, you know, the little things, it boils down to this. In life, if we don't know who we are, like I said at the beginning, you are liable to be influenced, directed, drug around by somebody else's integrity, by what somebody else has or believes in, and it might not be yours. And I just think, you know, if you go back and do a little assessment, I would ask yourself, what do you believe to be true about your mind? What is it that you, and these are just some things I'll just, you know, shout out. You have to be your own person with your own self-talk and your own reflection to know where you stand. But like, let's just say the mind, what do we believe about putting into our mind? Do we believe about only putting in good stuff? Things that are going to challenge us to move us in forward? Do we allow topics or themes that cause us anxiety? Do we watch, maybe it's horror movies, or maybe it's, you know, something that causes us internal turmoil? Do we feed ourselves good things? Do we feed ourselves, our minds, life-giving things? Or are we feeding our minds with the TikToks of the world and somebody else's reality, and just rather than us searching for our best, becoming our best day after day. You know, what do you believe? It's not my position at all to judge what you believe. You just have to know what you believe, because whatever you believe is going to come out. It's going to be evident. What you believe in your mind is going to be evidence in your world. So you got to know what you believe in, and you got to know where the lines are. Where are the boundaries? And then you just don't go there if they're not within what you believe in and where your boundaries are. What about your body? What do you believe about food? You know, what's good for you? What's not good for you? You know, these are things like, do you believe smoking's okay? Vaping's okay? Sex before marriage is okay? Exercise is good or bad? What kinds of exercise is good or bad? Taking steroids, not taking steroids, taking hormones, not taking hormones. I mean, the list goes on and on. Holistic medicine, Western medicine, surgery, no surgery, all of these things. It's what do you believe about the body? Everybody has a different place and they come from, but just know where your boundaries are, because it's the little things. If you break integrity and when any of those errors, it's going to cause you dissonance. It's going to cause you uncomfortableness because something isn't right. What about family? What do you believe about family? What's your integrity? Where's your lines? Do you believe in family? Do you believe in honoring your mom, your mother, and your father? Do you believe in having children? How many children? How do you believe they should be raised? What is it that you believe about children and having a family and being a part of a family? What about finances? What about jobs? What do you believe in? You know, what constitutes your financial status? How you work, where you work, with whom you work. And then obviously that also includes, you know, do you save money? Do you invest money? Do you spend it? You know, as soon as it comes in, where is that for you? And then finally, community. Are you a part of community? Do you help community move forward? Are you isolated? Do you not care what happens to your neighbor? Or do you care minimally? What do you value? Where are your lines? Where are your boundaries? But we got to ask ourselves that. What do I believe about these things? What do I believe in my soul about these things? If we haven't asked ourselves that, then I believe that we're easily influenced by outside forces. We're not allowing our internal integrity, what we believe in, the little things that say, no, that's a line I don't cross. If you know yourself and you know your boundaries, it's easy to stay the course. But even if you've crossed them, you can get back. You just have to decide. You know, sometimes getting back across, you know, this has to be an apology. Sometimes you have to have some sort of restitution. Sometimes it's hard to take things back when we've stepped out of integrity, but just know it's a decision away. And ultimately, it's treat others the way that you would want to be treated. It's the golden rule. They call it that for a reason, because it is so precious. And I think if we all just took a minute to say, you know what? What does my word mean? Does my word have value? If I say something, do I do it? Do I say what I do and do what I say? If somebody were going to say, hey, you know, what do you think of so-and-so? What would they say about you? What would they say about me? It's the little things that make the biggest difference, I believe. And so I was just reminded of that this week. You know, if I say I'm going to do something, I must do it. If somebody tells you that they're going to do something, they must do it. Because we're a broken society anyway. There's so many things going on. And if only thing that we can hold on to is our word, it's the little things about what it is that make us up, then you know what? We are stronger for it. We are better for it. And we can support abundant living today. We do have salt. You know, we haven't lost it. We stand for something. We have passion for something. We believe in something. We help others get to somewhere because of who we are. So I just thought it was kind of funny that kind of happened to me this past week. And I just thought, you know what? I think it's pretty valuable. I needed to do a self-check. I needed to kind of think something through. But I thought, you know what? We all do. So thank you for joining me this week for a really brief salt talk as we support abundant living. But it's really about, it's the little things that make the biggest difference. So assess yourself. What do you really believe in? Where are your boundaries? Where is your integrity as a human being? God has you here for a reason. So let's live the best, most abundant life that we can every day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of The Amanda Rollers Show. I wish you the best rest of this week and a fantastic weekend to come. Come back next week for another episode of The Amanda Rollers Show. Talk to you soon, everyone. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to The Amanda Rollard Show, a podcast to get your salt back. Share this episode with a friend and tag us on Instagram. See you next time.